Breaking tonight, at least one person is dead in a Texas workplace shooting. This is about 100 miles northwest of Houston. Several people are in critical condition. A state trooper is shot. And it's just this kind of incident that President Biden says he needs to try to stop. He's out with his first attempts to curb gun violence. The change includes reviewing federal policy surrounding ghost guns, handmade or self-assembled firearms that don't include serial numbers, and reviewing the use of stabilizing braces on pistols, a modification that turns the weapon into a short-barreled rifle. The president made his remarks earlier today at the White House.
We should also ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines in this country.
And joining us live now via Skype is Vice News political reporter Greg Walters. He is the host of The Couch Report, which is a new show on Vice Digital. And Greg, would you call these gun measures modest? And can the president use them to get something tangible started regarding gun control?
Well, certainly in comparison with what gun safety advocates want to do, these are relatively modest. This is essentially Biden's attempt to get something done without having to force legislation through Congress, where he's having a really hard time getting anything done because of the very tight margin he's got in the Senate.
How is the president going to pass, for example, his infrastructure plan? You have powerful West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin writing in the Post he won't budge on changing the filibuster. You could say things appear kind of murky in terms of reconciliation and only passing things with 51 votes. What do you see?
That's a really good question. Judging from Joe Manchin's op-ed in the Washington Post this week, it's starting to sound like he might jam up Biden's agenda in the Senate worse than a 200,000-ton tanker in the Suez Canal. He's saying that he doesn't favor doing away with the filibuster, which would, if they did that, it would allow Senate Democrats to pass legislation with the majority that they have instead of needing 60 votes, which would essentially require 10 Republicans to join them. And he's also saying he doesn't favor using budget reconciliation, which was the tool that Biden used to get COVID pandemic stimulus through Congress recently and was thinking about using to try to get $2 trillion in infrastructure and green energy spending through later this spring. So it's not clear how they're going to get around this, but Joe Manchin is proving that he's one of the most powerful people in Washington right now because he is willing to stand in the Senate and say no.
And safe to say the honeymoon is over. NBC News reporting tonight that President Biden's lack of a final decision on the future status of those troops in Afghanistan, which is now just 3 weeks away from the deadline for complete withdrawal, is actually starting to frustrate some military leaders, one of them calling the word, using the word dithering. What are you hearing about that?
So basically, Biden seems to be taking a long time to make this decision and pushing it towards the May 1st deadline for withdrawal. One argument for why they're doing this is to try to put pressure on the Taliban and the government of Afghanistan to try to come together to form an agreement that would stabilize the country to let the U.S. leave. And that once you say, oh, we're getting out of here, you lose that leverage. The problem from the Biden administration's perspective that they're dealing with here is that they're dealing with a legacy of the Trump era. After Trump agreed with the Taliban that it would leave on May 1st, the Biden administration feels this has boxed them in into a bad situation they don't really want to be in, and they're trying to figure out a way out, and they're taking a while, and it's starting to frustrate the military, which is wondering what the heck is going on back in Washington.
We know there are no easy answers here, clearly, but we appreciate the update tonight. Greg, thanks.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Greg Walters, host of The Couch Report, a new show from Vice Digital. He is Vice News political reporter.